Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, J-Rod Elliott! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Back in the dark times, when the Packers had lost four straight, you may remember I shared with you a bit of my mother's wisdom. It went something like, you'll either die or get better. And that brings us to tonight's ode. It is entitled, Ode to My Mother Was Right. Goes something like this. Just a month ago, it was die or get better. The Packers chose the latter right down to the letter. Thank you. They've run the table, beat them all ever since. The Lions in Detroit, they're starting to flinch. That's in the business known as an applause line, but we'll... Well, another one is coming up. But first, it's the Vikings, a team stuck in reverse. A season gone south, it's about to get worse. There you go. The Packers back in control of their own destiny. An 8th straight postseason. Wow, what a legacy! Yeah. Thank you very much. You really picked up on the applause line quickly. I appreciate that. Please say hello to our band, Third Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? On the field, tonight's guest has a knack for the big play. Off the field, he is the Packers' nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to J-Rod Elliott. Welcome and congratulations on a huge victory over the Chicago Bears.
Appreciate it.
And J-Rod, I couldn't help but notice that you have some kind of apparatus on your left hand. What's the deal?
Yeah, I didn't want to wear it, but I couldn't resist the pain. But yeah, I fell on my hand yesterday and had a nasty little fracture.
But on you played. Was that injury suffered on, like, the first kickoff, making the tackle on that?
The first punt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Janice kind of stole my tackle and kind of made me fall on the ground.
Now, I don't know how many plays you missed. I do know that you were back out there with some kind of big mallet and doing battle with that. How did that go for you?
I was sitting in the locker room, and I told them, like, I need to get back out there. And, they suggested playing with a club, and, I just went with it, you know.
Well, you went with it pretty well. It seemed like you were involved in a lot of tackles in and around the action pretty regularly. It seemed like you weren't bashful about using it.
Oh, not at all. I know it's at stake. Me and Kyler Fackrell is in a heated, special teams tackle battle right now. And, I'm trying to keep up with that guy.
All right, we'll talk about special teams as a whole in a moment. But first, were you worried at all in the game? I mean, when it's 3rd and 11 and time's running out and it's tied up and all that stuff's going on, what were you thinking before the play?
I honestly thought we was going to run the clock out and just try to get the overtime. But I wasn't worried at all. I know we have a great quarterback, great offensive line, you know, and those guys are going to hold it down.
And what were you thinking when Aaron launches that 60-yard perfect pass to Jordy Nelson?
I was like, not again, like thinking of Arizona, Detroit again. So it's almost like around that Detroit anniversary again. So
also wanted to ask you about a play. If it hadn't happened, the big play wouldn't have happened. And that was Micah Hyde's deflection down in the red zone. And it was an amazing play because he had a traffic issue with a Troy guy on who's coming on the field late. There was a communication mix-up, obviously. And somehow, some way, Micah Hyde still makes that play.
Yeah, he had to adjust his ankle because Latroy was up right in his way. But, you know, it might have made him take a better angle at the ball.
Now, Jay Rowan, as a defensive player, okay, you guys go up, what was it, 27-10. As a defensive player in the fourth quarter, the Bears start coming back. Were you thinking, well, this is just the NFL, they're going to make some plays, or were you getting concerned? We're not stopping them here.
We know it's a division opponent. Those guys know us well. We know them well. Those guys are going to fight four quarters. You know, it was like kind of their Super Bowl.
You are one of the special teams aces, one of the leaders, and you are currently the team's leading special teams tackler, despite the fact you were injured going into the season. You haven't played in three games, but you're still the team leader in special teams tackles. Jay Rowan, you're such a good guy. That stuff is nuts. Have you ever sat back and thought about that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. You know, we do a lot. You know, the special teams guys are the first ones in the building and the last one leave. So I try to remind those guys that we're very important to this team. We might not get the recognition, but just know that we play a lot. We play heavily into winning and losing every week.
Absolutely, and you play heavily on the special teams. Kickoff coverage, kickoff return, punt coverage, punt return, see you on field goal rush. I mean, that's kind of a full-time job, is it not?
Oh, yeah, you got to think completely different because, you know, some guys are just out there. They're feeding their families just off special teams, so they're going to give it their all no matter what. You might not know their names, but those guys are going to bring it.
Jay Rowan, now, your other full-time job, you are part of a rotation at outside linebacker. For a typical day, you've played a lot if you play like 20-some snaps. But what's amazing is how many big plays you'll make in that amount of playing time.
My position coach, Winston Moss, put me in a great position. He gives me certain techniques that I need to work on. And we sit down, we go over each tackle, which way we can beat him or whatnot. And I try to go out there, and, you know, I don't have many plays, but I got to make the most of them.
You do make the most of them. And something I've noticed about your game, when you're on the backside of things, now rather than fly upfield and take yourself out of the play, you immediately recognize what's going on and flatten out down the line of scrimmage and chase things down from behind. Where does that particular knack? Because so many guys that play your position, they're upfield and, hey, it's going over there. That's somebody else's problem.
Yeah, I mean, I just try to hold myself accountable. I know if I fly the field, nothing in life is that easy. So I know I'll never get a sack that easy. So I try to, you know, fly off the tackle butt. And sometimes there's a fullback coming back, tight end coming back. So I just try to play my technique and, you know, do what I got to do.
Another thing I've noticed about your game is that regardless of how far you are from the ball carrier, that you will turn and sprint to said ball carrier, and so many times it ends up with something positive for the Green Bay Packers. Occasionally you're making a tackle downfield, but other times, going back to last year's Seattle game, you're knocking the ball loose for a turnover. Where does that particular attitude, approach, intensity come from? Because not everybody has it.
I mean, that's one thing Coach Mike McCarthy praises in off-season training, you know, pursuit and finish. And, you know, I try to fly to the ball because one thing Jared Allen always says is good things happen when you're always around the ball. And, you know, I try to get the ball out when I can and take advantage of my reps.
All right. Thank you, Jay Rowan. Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Blake. Third short. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Blake. Blake, what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth.
And do you play any football?
Yes.
What position?
Cornerback and left guard.
Mm. Wow, what a combination, huh? Well, Blake, we're going to play some more football. If you can execute the football skill Jay Rohn's about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. How is that?
Good.
Good. Maybe even way cool?
Yeah.
Way good? All right. Jay Rohn, what are we going?
Well, I'm going to teach them the technique of dropping hook to curl. You know, we line up, you know, as a pass rush move, and then we try to fake the quarterback off, take a step up, and drop back into the hook curl right on the hash, intercept the ball. I haven't caught one yet, but I'm going to catch it. It's coming.
Okay, so, Blake, why don't you get over here and be the outside. Jay Rohn will be the quarterback, and you be the outside linebacker, and you're going to drop back in the
hook
curl
yeah.
zone. All right.
Say, hut. Oh, right there.
You know what was really great, Jay Rohn? Blake actually faked the rush,
yeah.
just like he was coached to do.
Yes, yeah, so now that tackle got to sit on him and wait, and then now Mike Daniels or, you know, Quentin Rollins can fly off the edge, get the sack, or, you know, throw the ball to you, and you take it to the house.
Okay.
Beautiful. I take it he has earned your autograph.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, no wonderful. While Blake is getting Jay Rohn's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it is time for the one and only In the Huddle. Stay with us. Time for the often imitated, never duplicated, In the Huddle.
In the Huddle.
Woo! In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play or plays with the player who made it or them. Jay Rohn, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, beautiful. Jay Rohn, point us out in the defensive alignment where you're at.
Right here, I'm in the right elephant. We're in our base defense right here.
Now, your job on this play is what?
If run to me, I got to set the edge. If not, I can get a possible play of a counter comeback, maybe the guard or the fullback. So if they come back, I got to spill them, and then Blake will come down and make the tackle.
Okay, so let's watch you here. They have actually got a blocker right here for Jay Rohn Elliott. How do you beat him?
In our room, if a guy try to help out another guy and try to block you with one hand, that's disrespectful. So it's on us to go down there and make the tackle, you know, and take advantage of that, because you can't do that and try to block the guys in our room.
Okay, well, he doesn't block the guy in your room, namely Jay Rohn, and you make a big tackle for a loss right there. Now, folks, keep that in mind as we move forward, because once again, here's Jay Rohn, and would you point us out where you're at, maybe circle yourself?
Right here, I'm the right backer. Again, we're in our base 5-3 defense now. My responsibility is the same thing. Set the edge, run to me. If anything come back, I squeeze it now. And tight end, two tight ends set up to the ball in the back. So I'm thinking either run away, heavy stretch, or maybe inside zone. And then I see Golden Tate come in motion. And it's funny because he was telling Matt Stafford to hurry up, hurry up. So I'm thinking right now something's coming up. Something's going on. So I just trust my technique, get off the ball. I see him coming back slowly, but I'm like, he can't get me right now. So.
No, here's a part that I find kind of fascinating. Okay, folks, you remember previous play, Jay Rohn flattens out the line of scrimmage and gets a tackle for loss. So they put in a play like this where if he does that, they're going to go around him. And what I'd like to know, Jay Rohn, how do you do this? I mean, because your instincts are to chase the thing,
yeah,
and this time you didn't chase.
Football is about taking chances, you know, and this guy, he's slow getting around, and I'm thinking if he cuts it back, I'll be able to retrace my step and get back into this gap right here.
Yeah.
So from there, I take my shot. I'm like, I see Stafford and I see Gotay coming back, but if he handed it off to Tate, I feel like if he doesn't hand it off to him, I can get back to the running back. So I just took a chance.
Well, you took a chance for a loss of 8 yards for the Detroit Lions. Well done, Jay Rohn Elliott. Coming up, we'll have questions for Jay Rohn from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us. Welcome back. Jay Rohn Elliott, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
I'm Taylor Dynas, and my question is, who or what inspired you to play football?
How are you doing today? But my mom inspired me to play football. You know, I was playing a game on the living room couch one day, and she came in there and told me to get up and go do something.
And your name?
My name's Benjamin, and my question is, who was your favorite role model as a child and why?
What's up, Benjamin? My role model growing up was Ted Ginn Jr. We were from the same neighborhood, and that was the guy who won the first round, and, you know, guys in the neighborhood wanted to be just like him.
All right, next up we have?
Aaliyah, and my question is, what do you want for Christmas?
I want a victory against the Minnesota Vikings.
Come on up there, young man. Your name?
Brendan, and my question is, where do you guys eat where you don't get bothered?
The cafeteria downstairs.
And finally we have?
Tom Murphy.
And Tom, your question.
Jaron, what advice would you give youth football players as they're growing up?
I would recommend those guys to listen to their coaches no matter what, whatever position they're playing, and stay open-minded, you know, because I was a running back and cornerback growing up, and then now I get to high school, I'm a linebacker and defensive end, so, you know, I always wanted to be like Sean Taylor or, you know, Adrian Peterson, but now I'm a linebacker like Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers.
Thank you, Jaron, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie, who asked your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite questioner was Tanner. That's right, she gets this official Packer Trapper hat just in time for the holiday season. Now available at the Packer Pro Shop, where the pros shop.
Just in time for the Polar Vortex.
Polar Vortex, yes!
All right, coming up, the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. We got the Packers nominee right here. We'll be talking about that. Stay with us, please. Thank you very much. All right, welcome back. One more time with Jaron Elliott, who, as we mentioned earlier, is the Packers nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which is given for excellence on and off the field. And Jaron, that is one prestigious honor.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I was kind of shocked when I walked in the locker room and saw the plaque in my locker. But, you know, it's just great to be a nominee with such great other athletes.
Jaron, it comes as no surprise to anybody that's around the Green Bay Packers for any length of time because you are so willing to give back to the community. How did that come about?
My high school coach, Ted Ginn Sr., told me to always leave something better than you found it. I can have an impact on young children's lives because, you know, I'm an NFL football player, and they look up to me. And, you know, I can try to express and motivate those guys to, you know, do whatever they want to be because, you know, your dreams are out there. You got to go out there and get them.
Now, Jaron, if people go on, what is it, Facebook? I'm not really up on social media. Is it Facebook?
Any social media.
And what do they link up to? What's the phrase? I think we've got it up on the screen right here.
It's a hashtag, my last name, Elliot, with two T's, WPMOY challenge, Walter Payton Man of the Year challenge. And, you know, whoever get the most votes will win an extra $25,000 to their charity of their choice. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, hopefully represent Green Bay the right way. Yeah.
And what is the charity of your choice?
I haven't really, you know, figured out which one I wanted to do it to because, you know, it's so many different charities. I don't want to just focus on one charity because there's so many great opportunities out there.
Jaron, let's head back to football for a moment if we could. Being back in control of your own destiny after the journey you guys followed to get here, that's got to be really cool.
Yeah, but at the same time, we don't have time to think about that. We try to go 1-0 each week. Yeah, I mean, you know, in our minds, you can't really talk about playoffs till you get a 10 victories. And 24-hour rule after a victory, you know, flush it and move on. So looking forward to the attacks this week.
Jaron, thank you for being here. Have a good Christmas. You have a good Christmas as well. Until next time, take care.